You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it today because we are joined by the one, the only Joey Lawrence.
How are you?
What is going on? I mean, I should just say the walrus is in the house.
Right, right. Yes, my alter ego, the walrus.
How is it going? I mean, like, you've done so much in your career, TV and film and music. Like, what drew you to The Masked Singer?
Well, look, I mean, it's a fun show. I'm always looking to do something that I haven't done, you know, before. I haven't performed live in a while, so it was fun to get back out there and sing live. You know, I did a lot of that in the late 90s and early aughts there, but, you know, always working on music and stuff. So it's fun to just get out there and sing and perform. To be perfectly honest with you, it's been it was also part of a burgeoning relationship that I have with the Fox company, which I'm very excited about. We've had a lot of success over on Tubi, which is their streamer, doing the first original movie that they ever had called Swim, which ended up being a massive hit over there. And then my wife and I co-wrote a really cool, fun romantic comedy called Frankie Meets Jack, which is going to be their big Valentine's Day movie coming out in 23. And the brothers and I are working on a new half hour scripted series, Fox and the three of us are mutually minded and are very excited about, developing it and bringing our services back together again for the first time in 17 years, working as bros on a situational comedy. So we're very, very excited about all that stuff. And this is just another sort of step. You know, Fox was like, listen, man, you're going to be part of the Fox family, which I've never been in my 41 years of doing this. You know, I've been obviously the other networks and had a lot of success over there, been very lucky, but have not brought my services to Fox. So very excited about this. And Masked Singer just felt like the right sort of step. They were like, we'd love you to be a part of this as you're a part of so many other things we're working on. I was like, sounds good. I'm a team player. Sounds like a lot of fun. And we did have a lot of fun. So it was a really good time.
Can you tell us, because I did hear this rumor, can you tell us now that you're on the Fox family, anything about this brotherly show that you're developing with your brothers in Fox?
All I'll tell you is, because we're in the middle of it right now, but it's going to be a lot of fun. I think that Matt and Andy and I, after all these years of not working together, are really re-energized about coming back to multi-camera and doing it again. I feel like the audience has been so good to us. They've been so patient with us, and they've been begging us to do it for literally 10 years. And I feel like we're all at the right place emotionally and mentally and creatively to come back together as like grown men, I think is really going to be a lot of fun to this platform that we had so much success in as kids. We want to get it right for the fans. It really is all about the fans. Fortunately, I know the medium really well. I know what's missing from a lot of the half hour comedy in the multi-camera format that's out there today. It is a real art form. There is a musicality to it, you know, and It really is character driven. It's not really premise driven so much. It's character driven, as we know by all the shows that we love, right? Whether it's Will and Grace or Friends or Seinfeld or, you know, any one of these, How I Met Your Mother, you know, Big Bang. I mean, all these shows, it's about the characters. You could literally watch the characters talking about paint drying. And because you're invested in those characters, that's what it's about. You know, and today we get caught up in so much like the premise. Well, it's what's the premise? Premise doesn't really matter. It's really the characters. That's the relatability. And anything those characters go through, which you can relate to real life and all the ups and downs, and obviously it'll be very relevant to today. I think if those characters are you know, relatable and you're invested, you'll watch them do anything. And then the musicality, which is all part of Half Hour Multicamera. So we're just really, really excited about it. I think Fox is the perfect spot for it. And, you know, their audience and our audience, I think, is mutually minded and just really excited about, you know, this whole thing. So we're really charged up about it, Matt and Andy and I. So, and we're working together right now. Where I'm at right now is this Winter Wonderland, as we do a sequel to our Christmas movie that we did last year for Amazon, which was called Mistletoe Mix Up, which was, you know, a really big hit for them. So we're doing a sequel, which will be out Christmas in 23. That's so exciting.
Wow. Well, if this new Fox Half Hour comedy is anything like Brotherly Love, sign me up.
It's going to be better. I promise.
Well, that's all you need to say. When you
so
think
we got one viewer, we got we you. Have,
well, you know, and all these listeners here, I'm sure are going to be in as well. When you think back to the beginning, though, Give Me a Break, which I watched, so now I'm dating myself. I mean,
hey man, you're dating me. You're dating me. We're dating each other. Fantastic.
I'm dating both of us now, you know, but we're like holding up well, so that's all that counts.
I like to think so. Trying to eat my blackberries and moisturize, you know.
It just takes a little extra at this age. You know, do you remember that you were so young? Like, do you remember your days on that show?
Oh, for sure. You know, I started that show when I was six. You know, I'd done a year of national commercials, did the Carson show and all that explosion. And then NBC, you know, and the greats over there, Brandon Tartikoff and all those geniuses were like, look, we got to have this little, you know, kid that's somewhat funny on our network. And yeah, they slotted me into this really great show. They had shot the pilot for, you know, and done a season. And they were like, we need something. So they mixed it up and I was able to be a part of that. But I remember it vividly. I remember everything about that. We used to rehearse with that show. We weren't on the set. You know, that was a luxury that later came. And now Half Hour Comedy doesn't even know what it's like to rehearse when you're not actually on your set. We were in rehearsal halls and they would put tape on the floor and the tape would represent the different rooms. And you'd have a couch for the couch and a mock kitchen table for the kitchen table. But we would pantomime almost everything, walking in and out of doors, going up and down the steps. We weren't on the actual stage till the day before the live audience rolled in because they would have to build it because there were so many half hour comedies and there was such limited amount of space that we would share the stage we were on with Different Strokes and Silver Spoons. And they would build those. We would shoot on Tuesdays or Wednesdays or Fridays, depending on the week. I mean, it was crazy. But what a skill set to learn, because that was like training. I mean, you didn't have the luxury of anything. You had to just imagine it. You weren't on the set till the day before, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, also on that show, Rosie O'Donnell played Nell's neighbor. Do you remember?
She did.
Do you remember working with Rosie back then?
Not only do I remember working with Rosie was fantastic. Jonathan Silverman was also on that show. We also had Sammy Davis Jr. on that show and Milton Berle. I got to tap dance, dude, with Sammy Davis Jr. I got to do comedy with Milton Berle. I mean, this is like, I didn't even know what was happening, how amazing that was, you know? But yes, Rosie was on there. Not only do I remember her, but she was so nice to me. And we would hang out all the time. She had I'm a car guy, right? Love cars. She had a dope tan 1983 RX-7 Mazda. And she took me with the T-tops. She took me for a ride in that car, dude. I was like blown away. So yes, very, very fond memories of Rosie. And later went on and did her talk show. And, you know, for years, it's crazy. You know, you do this 41 years, like I've done this, and you know, you keep seeing people at different stages in their careers and they see me at different stages of my careers. And it's an amazing thing, you know?
Wow. Well, you went from playing one Joey on Give Me a Break to another one on Blossom. You know, look, you reunited on Call Me Cat with all your co-stars. I mean, the Twitterverse went crazy. Like, why do you think it is that all these years later, like, what is it about Blossom that people just love this show?
You know, I think it's just, look, it really struck a chord. I think for the day and age, it was very edgy. You know, we dealt with things that you know, was not being dealt with for teens on TV. You know, we dealt with, I mean, like rape. I mean, there was an episode where, you know, Mayim's character, obviously, and I had to come to her defense. And there was a guy that forced himself on or tried to in a dating situation. That was like unheard of back in the 90s, especially in the half hour multi-camera. No way. We also dealt with drugs and, you know, we dealt with coming of age and being intimate and all these things. We also were pretty edgy because it was a single parent home, but it wasn't the mother that was there. Remember, the mother left. So, you know, she, and not only did she, it would have been easy to make her pass away, but no, she like abandoned the family and the father was left to pick up the pieces. All these things were very, 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 very sort of untouched, you know, until we came on the air and Don Rio allowed us, you know, and NBC allowed us to keep our edge. And I think it became very relatable, you know, extremely relatable to a lot of people where life is not perfect, but as long as you can get up every day and you can live it, that's like the blessing. And we had to keep that in perspective. And I think the show did that really well, yet balanced it with a real life version of kind of what was going on for young people, you know, and I think that's what, you know, made it so identifiable and sort of people, you know, still to this day, obviously, like you said, talk about it and ask us all the time if we're ever going to reunite, you know.
You know, people are always telling me I give such great relationship advice, but I never take my own advice. Well, I have to tell you guys about Paired. Paired is something that has helped me out, and I really think is going to help all of you guys out who are in a relationship out there. And when I say relationship, I mean you could be dating the person for 10 years, or really it'd just be on a third date. It's for everyone. It's a relationship app for couples, and it's really fun. Listen, here's what you do. You and your partner download the app, pair together, and every day Paired gives you questions, quizzes, and games to have fun with and stay connected and really like deepen your conversations. It's really great for people that like don't know how to break the ice with certain things with their partner, no matter how long they've been together. And it kind of just cuts through all the BS. Like, here are some of the things that I found the most fun. Like, this is like for a couples game. How would you describe me? What's your love language? Would you rather? There's also like really interesting quizzes like managing jealousy. So listen, whether you're just a few dates in or have been together a long time, it's time to lighten the mood and have fun with your partner by using Paired. Head to paired.com/velvet to get a 7-day free trial and 25% off if you sign up for a subscription. Just head to paired.com/velvet to sign up today. Connect with your partner every day using Paired. A happier relationship starts here. They do. You said that there's not one single interview you've ever done that someone hasn't asked you that. Well, here you are. So I have to just stay on trend. I mean, talk to me. I mean, like, is it possible? Like, talk to me about this.
Look, anything's possible. I mean, the brothers and I getting back together is happening. You know, and in today's world, what's so wonderful is you can have, you know, two or three shows going on at the same time, which, as you know, in the 90s was like unheard of. Nobody, you were on one show, you will not do movies, you will not do anything else. Well, thankfully, we've gotten to a place where all the networks and everybody is like, we're one big happy family. So we're all working together going, okay, wait a minute. If you have success on this show, that helps our show. And you can do movies, that helps our show. And they, you know, so they're, everybody's wrapping their heads around success breeds success, right? So Mayim and I have talked about it. I know that we are both, you know, committed to seeing if that's possible. So that's the win right there. Cause if neither one of us were willing to do it, then forget it, right? But, you know, I just think it's about finding sort of the right in. You know, I know Mayim has her ideas about that, and so do I. And so we're just trying to see if that all makes sense. I think it would be fantastic to revisit these characters at this point in their lives. I think there's a lot of funny stories to be told there. I always keep in mind the fans, right? It's so easy to get sucked into a vortex of like what would make you happy, you know, of like where you want to go. But I feel like, you know, it really is about the fans. When you reinvest in an intellectual property like a brotherly love, like we're going to do, right? Or you do it with like the Blossom thing. It has to be for the people that you want to tune in. It's for them, you know? It's not for us. You know, yeah, we have fun doing it, but it's for the fans. I often associate that to when I go see certain bands and performers. Like, if they're not performing their hit songs, like, I just spent like $500 on this ticket. Like, I want you to sing your hit songs. I don't care if you're tired of them. I just paid good money. I sat 3 hours in traffic to listen, sing the hit songs, you know? So I feel like, but it is easy to get caught up into like what would creatively be the most rewarding for me. And that's where we have to step out of ourselves and go, you know what? we got to think about what's most creatively rewarding for the fans to tune in, you know, how we can serve them the best. So we're doing that. Matt and Annie and I are doing that on our shows. We're working on it with Fox. And I feel like that is going to sink or swim, sort of like the Blossom thing, which would be so much fun if we can get it right. And we got to get it right because we've waited so long that it's got to be right, you know? So I'm excited about it. I think it could definitely happen. And I'd be totally down to do it. So, you know.
I love that. Before we move on to The Masked Singer, because I have more questions about The Masked Singer. I mean, where do you think Joey Russo is today?
Woo! Well, I think that he definitely made it into baseball. I think he probably had a maybe an amazing short-lived career, like, you know, something happened to him, right? And I would love to see Joey personally as like a coming back home to his hometown as a sportscaster, trying to reinvigorate his past fame. You know, I think that he probably had a couple of failed marriages, which I can relate. And, you know, as he went through his playmate sort of Rolodex as Joey Russo would, right? Because he couldn't help himself. But it'd be interesting to see him sort of like a little broken down, trying to get his feet back under him again. You know, maybe like the confidence gets taken out from under him. He's got to try to find a way back into his sweet spot. But I still feel like, you know, that innocence that made him so likable, even in his over sexuality at times, I feel like that has to still remain, you know, and that's that innocence and that great heart that he had is still there, even though he's been beat down a little bit by life, you know? But it would certainly be fun to see a, you know, mid-40s Joey Russo still missing out on, you know, the key punchlines of jokes and trying to figure out and act like he knows what he's talking about, even though he doesn't, you know? That'd be kind of fun. So, yeah.
I love it. Well, speaking of The Masked Singer, you know, did you have a song? Like, do you have any favorite songs? Like, do you have a song that you were dying to sing? Like, if you stayed on the competition, like,
you know, it's so weird because, I mean, look for that show, it was 90s night, right? So of course I threw out a bunch of songs, but some of them, you know, don't make clearance. Some of them they can't do, you know, some of them they've already done. So the list gets jostled around, but you work, they have great, I mean, the musical, you know, supervisor that they have there and all the whole team are so fantastic. They can turn things around pretty quickly, but I went through a list of things. You know, I was thinking about trying to find a way to do Good Vibrations as a song, not necessarily as a rap, because there was a whole melody thing that we came up with, really neat. We had a bunch of ideas, but you know, look, it became a one and done for me, which is totally fine. And you know, the Spin Doctor sort of just, you know, was one of those ones that was just there. And it made sense and we could do an arrangement that worked and it fit the time code. And, you know, I thought it'd be fun for me just coming out there and just having fun. You know, again, that's all I really wanted to do. You know, it wasn't like a vocalist song. I could certainly have sang a song where, you know, I could have gone out there and done a, you know, End of the Road by Boyz II Men, or, you know, nobody could sing like Wanya, but I would have tried. You know, but I decided to go for fun over like, you know, a Celine Dion song or something, you know what I mean? So anyway. Yeah.
Well, it certainly looked like you were having fun. I mean, you mentioned like you've done a lot of music back in the 90s and the early 2000s. Like, has The Masked Singer now, like, you know, you're busy with this Christmas movie and, you know, a new show with your brothers. But like, do you want to ever put out new music? Is that a desire?
You know, I actually do. I've slowly trickled out new records here and there. And just over the last year, it's crazy. Like my listeners on Spotify, we have like, you know, a pretty massive amount of monthly listeners now that just listen to my music, which is really wild. We released a couple songs last year. I released a song called Turtle, which was sort of like this pop country crossover thing. It did super well for us. You know, released a song with my brothers a few years back, which was under the our little band name we have called Still Three, which did really well. And I released a couple of songs just this year with Matthew Gerard, who's a prolific pop producer, you know, everything from Miley Cyrus to, I mean, he's worked with everybody. Kelly Clarkson, everybody, but and they did really well. So, you know, I feel like I mean, I love to perform, you know, I love singing. That's what I loved first when I was a little kid. I mean, that's why when I was on the Carson show, when they asked me what I could do, it's like I could sing and dance, you know, and so that's why I did that on there, you know. I would love to. Certainly all the people at The Masked Singer were so kind, and all, you know, the whole musical team over there was like, dude, you gotta come out with some new music. And I was like, I would love to, you know, so, Yeah, we're talking about it, like on a serious way, not just kind of trickling them out like I have independently the last couple of years. So that may be in the future for 23. I think that'd be a lot of fun to do.
Have you heard from Mayim or any of your famous friends now that you've been revealed as the walrus, or people like, I knew that was you, or like, oh
for sure.
God.
For sure. Yeah. I get a lot of texts from all my friends. You know, they're like, dude, really? I got really. It's like, I know, man. Like the walrus. I'm like, I know. It's, you know, yeah, it was great. It was a lot of fun, you know. Yeah, you know, you always get, everyone's so kind. You're like, you know, they, you got robbed, you know, the, you know, all that stuff, which is always great to hear. You know, it doesn't really bother me, you know. I mean, it's fun. It was fun to do it, you know.
What about like if you could do a duet with anyone in music, like say you were going to put out a song tomorrow, who would you love to do a duet with?
Who would I love to do a duet with? I think it'd be cool to do something with Taylor Swift. I think that'd be kind of neat, you know? Yeah. I mean, I got sort of a throwback thing, you know, with my vocals and stuff. So I love to perform for people. You know, one of the things I think one of the last, you know, in my opinion, the most amazing performer out there right now is probably Bruno Mars, you know, with just how he puts on a show. Because, again, he doesn't forget that it's about the fans. It's for the fans. You know, that's what's so cool about watching somebody like that. In my era growing up, and I'm sure you can attest to the same thing, that's all they did. I mean, when you went to see Michael or Prince or Stevie Wonder or Aerosmith or LL Cool J or any genre, it was so diverse in the 80s and 90s, so diverse. And they all were just so invested, you know? And I feel like that to me is what I love the most when I go see somebody that's just leaving it all out there. And I'd love to, you know, I'd love to be able to do that, you know, perform like that. And, you know, it'd be a lot of fun. So
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for the New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Now that Thanksgiving is over and we head into Christmas, I have finally realized when I'm on Lululemon.com all day, because it really is my favorite brand out of any brand I've ever worn, I am done buying myself stuff. It's time to focus on gifts. And the reason you're going to love going to Lululemon.com is because it really is a one-stop shop. Everyone thinks of Lululemon as like athletic wear and stuff to work out in, which it is, but it has so much more. I've been so invested in all of the men's stuff because I buy for myself on there on a pretty regular basis, way too regular. I've now discovered the women's stuff. Wow, it's just as good. All the ladies in my life are getting Lululemon this season. Now, one item, the Lululemon Align high-rise mini flare pant. You guys have to check this out. It looks perfect for women to work out in. All my ladies, and yes, a lot of those are Real Housewives, are getting this. It comes in so many different colors. So I'm just going to get a different color for everyone. But they also have so many accessories, hair accessories, bags, yoga mats, water bottles. With 3 weeks left to go to Christmas, everyone is getting a gift from Lululemon.com. And if you guys want to do the same, Lululemon.com. That's right, Lululemon.com. We all get so busy in our daily lives, but I can't stress how important it is to prioritize your mental health and wellness every day. Because if your mind is clear, it allows you to accomplish everything else that you want to accomplish in your day. When you work on yourself, you start to see positive changes in all areas of your life. Talkspace has helped me with all of that, and I wholeheartedly recommend them. I can't tell you how much they've helped me with therapy. You can sign up online, you get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within only 48 hours. You can text, video, or send voice messages to your licensed therapist at any time. And it's so incredibly convenient. I mean, I don't like leaving my house, nor do I have time. You get to have virtual sessions right from the comfort of your own home. And did you know Talkspace is the number one therapy platform? They have licensed therapists in over 40 specialties, anxiety, depression, relationships, and so much more. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $100 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/velvet. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/velvet to get $100 off your first month. So don't wait till something goes wrong in your life to start working with a therapist. That's Talkspace.com/velvet. I love it. Well, listen, Masked Singer, Dancing with the Stars. I mean, are we going to see you on Survivor or Big Brother next? I mean, is there something else you want to tell us here today?
No. Like I said, the Masked Singer just made a lot of sense. It was a lot of fun. I love what Fox has done with that platform. It's all about feel good. You know, they're not trying to tear anybody down. It's all just about having a great time. And you just want to come off as good as possible on that show. And that's all they want to do for everybody that's on that show. And, you know, they treat everybody so great. And I'm just excited about, this blossoming relationship with, all the great people over at Fox and all the success, hopefully, that we'll be able to have together coming up in this fiscal year. So I'm really looking forward to it.
I love it. How was it like, cause you were on Call Me Cat, that scene was so great, working, not just with Mayim, but like with the late Leslie Jordan, like how is.
I know, man, we were on, first of all, he's amazing. He was, he's an amazing person. So as everybody has said, what a fabulous energy, what a kind spirit, he ran over to me and, was like, oh my God, I can't believe you're on the show with us. He's so nice. We were on back to back, actually. The brothers and I were talking about a movie that we did for Lifetime a couple of years ago. We were on back to back with him on, I think it was, one of the Entertainment Tonight or one of those shows. And literally he got there after us and took the stage. And one of the first things he said, which they used in the interview on the show was like, he's like, I can't believe the Lawrence brothers are just here. So he's always just such a, he's got such an amazing spirit. He was always so positive, had something so wonderful to say about everybody and made you really feel great. And I think that was, let alone being the super talented juggernaut that he was. But, it's just crazy, man. Life is a precious thing, man. We get all caught up in the minutiae, all this crazy stuff. But at the end of the day, man, if we could just wake up and get to live life, I mean, that is the blessing. We can certainly, focus on the macro things and there are a lot of things that can be fixed, but the micro things, but the macro, which is just being able to live life and each day being able to wake up and be around people that you love. And, that is really the win right there. Right. So we got to keep that in perspective because life is short, dude. It's so short.
Life is very short. And you made a like joke that. Or it's listen, it, right. At any time. So
anytime, man, you're not guaranteed tomorrow. You're just not,
You're not. Listen, if you have your health, everything else, nothing else matters. Right.
Amen. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, you also, you get to be on The Masked Singer, you get to sing, you get to act, you get to do what you love.
Yeah.
You made a joke about like, you've had a few failed marriages, but you're very happily married now. You have children. Like, so what is the secret?
Oh boy. Life is a journey. I've realized that the bumps in the road are part of this part of our journey. I don't know where we are going after this. I hope it's some pearly gates somewhere and I hope I get to see me and Pop again up there. I certainly miss them. I hope our whole family can be together again at some point, this part of our journey, wherever we're going is the bumpy part. It's the ups and downs. It's trying to figure things out. If we live in acceptance of that and just try to do our best every day, try to be better than we were the day before, I think that's kind of the win. I don't know if there is a secret to a happy marriage. I think, you always got to put your best foot forward. And you've got to try to be the best version of yourself you can be. And I try to do that every day and I'm far from perfect. Believe me, I've made a lot of mistakes, but I just try to do the best I can. And I take responsibility for my mistakes. And, that's all you can do. Even being a parent, I have two teenage daughters, I have another baby on the way, all these years later. So, life is a journey, man. I didn't plan it. I didn't map it out that way. I'll tell you that, it's all a blessing and you take it all in stride you literally just do the best that you can possibly do every single day. And if you can do that, I think that's the win for anybody. Right. So that's what I try to do.
That's such good advice. Well, listen, like, I've been a fan of yours since the beginning. I've thoroughly enjoyed watching you on The Masked Singer. Like, long live the walrus.
Thanks,
congratulations,
man,
with your new partnership with Fox, and definitely feel free to come back anytime. I really appreciate your time.
Likewise. It was great talking to you. Thanks so much for the good energy today. We'll definitely come back and talk about the show and the movie and all that stuff for sure. All right.
Thank you so much. Take care.
You got it, buddy. Be well. Have a great holiday season.
You too. Have a great holiday.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.